I'm Mary Charlson, president of Charlson Communications and marketing columnist for Business in Vancouver. And this is another 5-minute marketing tip. The power of baby boomer women. Since baby boomers first burst on the scene in the early 60s as young adults, they have been the darling of the business and advertising industry, based on sheer economic opportunity of meeting the needs of such a huge group. Baby boomers born between 1946 and 1964 will be 44 to 62 years old this year. Every 7 seconds in Canada, someone turns 50. But something curious seems to be happening. Just when this powerhouse group has reached the peak of their earning years, with elevated disposable income and the health to enjoy it for many years to come, they are being dropped for a more youthful model. Call it the ultimate middle-aged affair, and nowhere is this more apparent than in marketers' approach to female baby boomers. Today's woman over 50 is an empowered and self-sufficient economic powerhouse. She has become more assertive with age, is increasingly free from old responsibilities, and is eager to embrace new adventures. She belongs to the first generation of working women. Those over 50 make up 27% of the population, yet control 70% of the wealth. She stands to inherit even more wealth from her parents and is highly likely to outlive her spouse. Couple this with the fact that women buy or influence 85% or more of what is sold, and she should definitely be on a marketer's radar screen. Yet, in a world of size 2s, celebrity endorsements, and supersized cheap food, it appears it just isn't so. Whether it's failure to understand the sheer enormity of the opportunity or an infatuation with all things new and youthful, many businesses don't get women over 50. Oh sure, there's the easy stuff, which we're starting to see, like readable type sizes, better lighting, smaller, healthy portions, and consideration of product design and service options for this group. These apply to both men and women. To really connect with boomer women, businesses have to harness the nuances to understand what is important. Let's take a look at 3 important points. First one, authenticity and honesty are critical. Women portrayed in ads need to be realistic, not ideal. That's why celebrity endorsements fall flat with this group. Boomer women are drawn to people they feel are like them. Authentic, by all means attractive, but some flaws are just fine. This is why the Dove campaign for Real Beauty has struck such a chord with this group. It used real women, flaws and all, in an industry rife with impossible to achieve ideals. Number 2, corporate social responsibility is very important. But this strategy needs to be at the heart and soul of a business, not applied like philanthropic lipstick at the end. There is a shift from focus on oneself to a focus on others at this age. This is particularly evident with women. According to a Polara poll of 1,200 Canadians, 84% of 50-year-old women felt it was important to deal with businesses that make the world a better place through their actions, while 73% of men in this age felt the same. Additionally, 62% of 50-year-old women said an ad that demonstrates social responsibility resonates with them, while 48% of men of this age felt the same. 81% of women over 50 agree that the time has come to deal with environmental sustainability, while 69% of men the same age agreed. Women tend to be more passionate about social strategy and become more so as they get older, whereas men tend to stay the same as they age, notes Michael Anticall, researcher. There is a social movement building, and boomer women are at the forefront. And finally, number 3. Relationship building and storytelling matter. Women value relationships, and boomer women in particular enjoy the camaraderie and company of those like them. This network has powerful word-of-mouth ability. The surging popularity of book clubs is a great illustration of relationship building. Women root themselves in community by creating interconnected webs of relationships and by making alliances with others of like mind. Baby boomer women are vibrantly independent and part of a vibrant set of peers. Think ageless, healthy and authentic, think relationships and social responsibility, and finally, think of the opportunity. That concludes your 5-minute marketing tip. This is Mary Charlson. For more great ideas, visit 5minutemarketing.com. That's FIVE minutemarketing.com.